Blog Talk Radio.
And I wish somebody so would.
It's on fire!
Oh.
It's on fire!
Oh. Jesus said the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent do what?
Hello, I can't hear you. Hello. God bless everybody. If I can hear you, I will let you know, but I can't. I'm going to call back in.
Praise the Lord. I apologize. We appear to be having technical difficulties, and we are going to get this ball rolling. Can everyone hear me? All right, I apologize. We have been having technical difficulties, and we're just going to go ahead and we're going to allow God to do what he wants to do. And Pastor Diane, if you could hear me, I'm going to release the floor to you right now. We want you to testify and whatever else God has for you. Can you hear me? Go ahead.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you for this day. God, we just glorify your name, Father, for this is the day that you have made. And we will be glad and rejoice in it, God. Lord, we are thanking you today, God, because you are God. Lord, we just thank you, God, for all the activities of our lambs, God. We thank you, God, for a new day, a new mercy, O God, new blessings, O God. We thank and we praise you, God. We ask you to bless, God, whatever you have for me to say today, God. I ask you to just have your way, God, and bless each and every one that he called in and those who had a desire was unable to, God, but they were blessed, God. And if there's a callback number they can call in and listen to, Lord, that they will be blessed when they call in to listen to it. God, we just thank and praise your name, God. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord, that you will have your way today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. We just thank the Lord for this, the day that he has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I just thank God that I was sleeping so well. I just thank God that I had good sleep, peace, and I just thank God for that. It means so much when you're not have been sleeping well. But I was just been thinking about how you can just be here on earth and all of a sudden you're in eternity. And that's something to think about. And you know, it's, sometimes we may think about going to heaven or wherever you may go. And it's just a split moment that you may be there. And that's something really to think about. And have you done all to do what the Lord had called you to do? And that's something that God will be done in your life before you leave this earth. And have you informed someone about eternity? Because we all have eternity. Was it eternity life or eternity damnation? And that is more important to be informed before you leave this earth. And just thanking God just to give us another chance to get things right or to help someone to have eternal life and to warn them and to be a witness that God is good and Jesus is real and that we are really truly living in the last and evil days. And God is just is moving by his spirit. They say, well, the devil doing this, the devil doing that, but God is also moving. Hallelujah. He's doing things that we know not of. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank him today. I just got to thank him because what I saw last night, it really touched me last night. It was an accident. And it was a body out there laying out there on the freeway covered up. That did something to me. like I say, it just pays just to be ready and, you know, just like I say, eternity. And you're just in the moment. And I've just been hearing that people just been dying, don't even know that they're sick. And all of a sudden they're sick. And they're getting ready to go into eternity. I'll call it eternity. Hallelujah. Because once we leave this body, hallelujah, leave this earth permanently, you step into eternity and everything. So, you know, our destination is whether we, whether which is the good destination or the bad destination. But are you really prepared? And are you prepared for the Lord's coming? You know, that even in this life, God will send warning that he's coming after you. I mean, you got a day with judgment. And are you ready for that judgment time? Mm. All the things you did in this life, all the things you said and thought, even your thoughts, hallelujah, mean something, hallelujah. Because they can materialize. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I'm really kind of a little shook up, still kind of a little shaken up some, but it's okay. But it just gives me more determination to do what God had called me to do and everything. So I'm just asking y'all just to really pray for me. If some things happen for a reason and different obstacles, things was in the road as I was driving yesterday, missing things and could have had an accident hitting something. And as I recall, I hit something before, and it kind of tore up. It did tear up the car, the front end of the car, but I didn't know, and I didn't want to hit nothing again on the freeway, and I could have swerved and rolled over or did anything or had another accident, and we don't never know. I know the enemy sometimes set out things to derail us or trying to stop us or sometimes trying to do harm to us, but God, he will, hallelujah, sustain us and keep us and watch over us, hallelujah. He is a God that cares, because he said even every hair on your head is numbered, hallelujah. He said casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you, hallelujah. And he said that he will not put no more upon you than you can bear. And he said, I will be with you even until the end of this world, earth, end of the world, rather. I thank God that he's a loving and kind God. Even the times when I was trying to backslide and couldn't really backslide, that he'll send someone and talk to me and say, you're backsliding. You ain't backsliding, but you're backsliding. I come because God showed me, and I come to pray for you. God will send somebody. That's how much he loves you. But also he said, I'm married to a backslider. He'll never divorce you. Once you marry to him, he won't leave you, forsake you, or he won't cheat on you. But he's forever there, and he's faithful. Even when we think he's not faithful, he is faithful. Yes, sometimes we think the Lord is not faithful, but he is faithful. Hallelujah. Oh, he's there. Hallelujah. Even when we're crying and feeling alone, but he's right there. He said, I'm balling up every tear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He got us, his loving arms around us to keep us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even times, like the lowest time in your life, that he's there. And you may say he's not there, but he is there. But when you get finished crying and sobbing and everything, he's still there. And you can feel that feeling that, you know, oh, I'm alone. But no, you're not alone. He's there. Hallelujah. Just waiting for you. Hallelujah. To stop crying, to feel better so he can talk to you. Because sometimes when we are really hollering, sobbing, and crying, we can't hear the voice of God. We can't hear, but you have to be silent, and that's when he speaks. He lets you holler and cry, say what you need to say, Then at the end, he speak in a soft voice. I never forget one time I needed something, and I felt bad and felt I had no family, no one to help me. And he blessed me to find something, what I need. And he said, I will always take care of you. He didn't speak to me at the time when I was raging and hollering. It was upset and crying and murmuring and complaining. But when I got quiet, that's when he spoke. Even through our trying times, in our quiet time, the Lord will speak to you. And you need to be silent. And to know the voice of God, I wish that you should know his voice. Hallelujah. The sheep know his master's voice. A stranger will not follow. Hallelujah. Because if you have to think twice and two or three times, that's not the voice of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank him, hallelujah, for the things that he brought me through and bringing me through, because I know that he is God. And there has been a time I used to say, Lord, I went through this trial and tribulation. I don't ever want to go back through it again. But I know if you brought me through that, you can bring me through this. And I thank him and I praise him, because that was a terrible time when something I was going through. And I didn't think I was going to make it through, but I did. And I had to remind myself and encourage myself that God can bring me through anything. And that situation that I was going through, he brought me through that. He can bring me through this. And I said, Lord, it wasn't as bad as that other one. And I get happy, begin to praise God. So if we just begin to really just sing and praise God, we can make it. Paul and Silas was locked up, and yes, they were locked up, and they was in prison. It wasn't a good time. It wasn't a good thing for them. And knowing, they say, what was going to happen to them, but Lord had blessed them. They began to sing and praise God in their time of going through. They put their mind, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, on God, hallelujah, and just begin to sing and just praise. Hallelujah. Before you know it, hallelujah, the shackles done broke. Hallelujah. The Lord has set them free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if we continue to praise and thank God for all the things we're going through, and don't focus about I'm in jail, I'm in prison, or whatever, I'm locked up. Hey, you got the key. You got the master who got the key to unlock it. So why not let the master unlock? You got the master with you, and all he had to do was unlock it. Hallelujah. Begin to praise and thank him. Hallelujah. So the shackles and chains can, hallelujah, just fall. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. If I'm not really speaking to no one else, but honey, and nobody getting encouraged, but I'm getting encouraged myself, I'm just thinking about something. Hallelujah, because God has the master key. Hallelujah. He got the master key to the things that you're going through. He can unshackle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the chain that is holding it, and there's like a lock on it. Hallelujah. Oh, God, but he got the key. Hallelujah. But actually, you got the key. Hallelujah. And all God got to do is speak. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the praises of God. Hallelujah. It's warfare. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I just thank God today. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I didn't think that I was going to be able to come on today, but I said, Lord, thy will be done. Hallelujah. God, what did you want me to say or speak? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought I was going to wake up early this morning, go out, give me something, but no, he didn't. But it seemed like he just woke me up and just said, it's time to get up now. Get enough sleep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm just thinking about, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, can deliver. Hallelujah. We already delivered, but we just begin to just praise and thank him. Hallelujah. And we will see the manifestation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I just thank him. I thank him. I thank him today. Hallelujah. And I just praise, and they're going to walk in victory today. Hallelujah. Just sing and begin to just praise God all day long. Hallelujah. Praises is commonly among his saints. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can just praise him any and all times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't have too much more to say. That's all I have to say today. I thought I would have a scripture, but I didn't. So I'm just asking y'all just to pray for me and just keep me in prayer as I keep you in prayer. And Pastor Sophie, I believe I am finished. I just had to talk some. And I am really encouraged. And like I said, that shook me last night and gave me a new outlook, gave me a new outsight. And I'm just asking each and every one to just continue to pray, and who that are praying for me, and who's not, just begin to start praying for me. Hallelujah. And I'll pray for you as you pray for me, and because we need each other. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Pastor Sophie. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Pastor Sophie, can you hear me? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As she comes
yes,
back
I
on.
I can
up.
Hear you.
Oh,
can you hear
on.
Me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. You're not done. I would like for you to take a minute and whatever God will have you to speak, because there is a word of the Lord in your mouth. But whatever he would have you to sing before you speak it, I want you to sing it. And then whatever he would have you to speak, I want you to speak it. We're not traditional here, so you don't have to hold anything back. Whatever God is speaking to you to release, you need to release it.
Okay, I was getting ready to sing a song. I'm going to sing one of my favorite songs. And, yeah, I'll just pray for me. I'm not the world greatest, and I'm not the world worst singer. So just pray for me. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Hallelujah. Sweep over, hallelujah, my soul. Hallelujah. Sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God, sweep over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sweep over, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this day and time that we're living in, hallelujah, God. We need you, God. Hallelujah. Sweep over us, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, where sin abound more, God, your grace did also, God. Lord, we need more grace, hallelujah, to stay in this race, God, hallelujah, to run this race, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. Oh, the Andarabaha. He Kororo Shata. Hey, he Narabaha. Glory, Andrea Sandarohoya. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yay, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord. Just thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Yes, my God. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. I'm going to read this scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Romans 5. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that the tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope make not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, is given unto us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Hallelujah, thank you. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet prevented for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Thank you. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. God just gave, the Lord just gave me that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Not knowing it's all this, that what I experienced and all this, that what I just said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I was looking for something. I was going towards something else. But the Lord said, just say, go to Romans. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That knowing that I'm going through, hallelujah, working patient and patient hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That we rejoice in hope in the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we're going through, hallelujah, just rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Just knowing that our crown has been made for us going through. Hallelujah. The jewels have been put on there for us. Hallelujah. That every trial and tribulation, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we have faith in God that we're coming through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's making us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, that he that is in, have been born again, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Yes, you will suffer some things, hallelujah, but be a good chicken for you, because Christ has over already prayed for us, and we are overcomers, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Like I said, this is encouraging myself some more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God will send a word. Hallelujah. When it's the lowest time, when you need to hear. Hallelujah. And sometimes he sends things that you may not want to hear. But, honey, it's good for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even though sometimes we eat things, our parents had us to eat things and take things to keep us from getting sick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it may not have been good at that moment, but, honey, it was good for later. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For everything, hallelujah, is good for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants you to develop our character. Hallelujah. He also making your feet like hind feet. Hallelujah. He developing your feet that you can walk in different places. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That if we would just glory, hallelujah, in our tribulation, hallelujah. Thank you, in our trials and tribulation, just glory, hallelujah. Give glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shadrach, Meshach, hallelujah. They gave thanks in the time of their trouble, hallelujah. The time they was in the den and they were locked up, hallelujah, with some hungry lions. We now, no, that's the Daniel. That's Daniel in the lion den. Hallelujah, I'm sorry. Daniel in the lion den was in there with hungry lions, hallelujah, with some hungry lions, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't worry about it. He slept among them and just sang and just began to praise God. He began to just praise God. But Shadrach, Meshach was in the fire, hallelujah. We're not worried. If our God delivers us, he delivers. If he don't, we know, you know, hey, we know he can, hallelujah. But if he don't, it's okay, hallelujah. But God, he will not leave you forsaken, hallelujah. He will not forsake you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He don't bring you, he don't take you through something to leave you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and leave you, and you will be destroyed. He will make a way of an escape. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For our faith in him will deliver us, hallelujah. Our faith in him will save us, hallelujah. And to cause us to walk in places, hallelujah, that God will protect us. We ain't got to worry about nothing. Whatever we're going through, whatever you're going through, God will just see you through and bring you through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to leave that there, Pastor Sophie, I guess. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep your faith in God, because he is our only hope. Hallelujah. He is our only hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Pastor Sophie, I'm finished.
I'm listening to you. Are you sure you're finished?
I'm finished. I believe I am. I'm just... excited. Just want to just praise God. That's all. I'm just excited. And I'm just excited. That's all. I'm like, you got to get excited. Hallelujah.
Alrighty. Don't hang up, Diane. Someone wants to say something to you.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Don Jr. I'm the CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network. We're calling from sunny Las Vegas. We have a radio network that goes out to 1.5 million listeners, and we're syndicated in 23 AM and FM radio markets. And what I want to share with you is I love the way you brought the word and you let the Lord use you. And a lot of times I've done radio shows where I'm used to having 100 callers, and there's everybody there when I start before the show starts, and then when I get to the show and there's nobody there, I have the fear, the spirit of fear, like, am I sent by God to put this message out there? And as a pastor, I'm saying you got to always deliver the message. You never know if it's the rocks, the birds, the bees, the trees. You have to put the God spirit out, because it teaches us in his word that it's precious that we send the good tidings. And the ones who brings that good news, it's just so hard, because not only are you in the present, but you're also in the future. You see the glory of God. At the same time, you're in the past, because the devil is the biggest accuser. So when they people that you know, love, and see, and they remember who you used to be, and as things fall off of you, you become more of a vessel for God, and he's using you. Your spirit hurts every day, because you know what people are supposed to be doing, and you have to deliver a message. And sometimes when Jesus had to deliver a message, he met the people what they need. So I say to you, continue to do what you do, even if you don't hear anybody. Blog Talk has 4.5 million listeners. You never know when somebody's going to stumble along your show, just like we in the winning team, we stumble along your show, because God sent us on a mission to get out from behind the pulpit, to get out and touch the people. And the only way we can touch the people is we hear the word and be adherent to the word. So I love that the Lord used you as a willing vessel. And sometimes we have to get broken down. Like going back to your scripture, Romans 5, everything is through perseverance. Everything is through perseverance. No matter what goes on, no matter how it happens, we have to overcome every obstacle within ourselves, and we have to love the people we see. So I'm just excited just to hear the passion, and you let God break you down in the middle of an audience, and you don't know who, where, and what, and why people are listening, but you still let God use you. And when we be as babes as Christ, when you read the Bible very deeply, break it down either which way, because God gave the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus died for our sins. We have to sacrifice what we love in order to get what God has for us. We don't have to. We by grace, we're saved. But at the end of the day, we have free will, and we give God our time, our energy, and our heart. And he said, if you get busy with my kingdom, doing what I'm telling you to do in your heart, that's why the word's in our heart. When we read the Bible, they're activated in the real physical world, but in the spirit world, we was already embedded with everything that we needed. So it's beautiful how you just let the spirit use you, and by you being a woman, that's why most pastors don't get it. Women can bring spirits into this world. As men, we can talk about what we want to have happen, but we don't have that connection with God that we can bring another spirit into this world. I'm just thrilled right now. I got to pass you back the floor. I'm feeling the spirit. I could go on for hours, but I'm watching God's anointed purpose. Like when God brought his bloodline back with Lot and his daughters, nobody's seen that. But they didn't understand it. Now, some pastors might preach the wrong message, but when you get to the nitty-gritty of it, it's right there. It's like, wow, God still brought it back pure. So he used something really that didn't make any sense, and at the end of the day, it wound up working. So sometimes we give up on people before God's work is done, and his ideal of time is not ours. So you keep doing what you're doing. Somebody see. I see right now, and I know talent when I see it. Keep going.
Amen. Amen. I like to say something, Pastor Sophie, if I may.
Go ahead, Pastor Diane.
I thank my brother for that. And I just thinking back how, you know, when I was really faithful, as I say, at the time when I was working with my ministry, how I had a Jehovah Witness lady who knew me, but I didn't know she was Jehovah Witness. And I used to post my little flyers up around, and she I'm going to make it short. She said, you're a president over something. I looked at her. you know, I didn't know that she was referring to church. And, you know, and I was having a meeting where I live, and she was concerned about that meeting. And I was shocked. And, you know, and then I said, well, you can come. It's not a church building. Because, see, they don't go inside nobody's church. That woman came to me in tears. I was reaching a Jehovah Witness lady, and I was shocked that she
went. Amen.
But not only that, but then I'm thinking about, I always put on there, men are welcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even though I deal with and trying to deal with women hurting and the personal things that happen in their life of incest and all this and that, I deal with some of those things and to give my testimony and whatever. Hallelujah. But God had a man to come, and I thought we would have a lot of people to come to eat breakfast that day. But God didn't have a lot of people to come. It was a man that came. And he said, well, the people didn't want to come because you was going to have church. I said, well, I don't force church up on them. You know, I just, you know, I'll feed them. And we'll say what we have to say, but it's not mandatory. Because I just want to get you there. And whoever God wants us to minister to, we will minister to them. But this man came, and the Lord said he need a healing. And I would look at him, and the Lord said it's spiritual healing. I said, oh. And I told him, I said, Lord said you need a healing. And I'm still yet looking at him like, where do you need a healing? Because he was like a big, strong man, and like nothing was wrong. And the Lord said it's spiritual healing. He said I used to be a deacon at a church. He told me the name and everything. Me and my wife had some problems and went to the pastor, you know, whatever it is that. The pastor took his wife. He was so hurt, he walked away. He said, he left everything, his job, car, home, everything, just walked away and went homeless and just started walking the street because his mind, he was so hurt and tore up. And I know that what God has for me and whatever, whoever, then I know. And I'm asking God to help me, forgive me, dear God, that I will pick up the flag regardless. If I just leave the 99 and go after the one, not worried about the crowd, but if I can just go and reach that one person, because I know what God really called me to do. But thank you for that very encouragement. I was thinking about how different ones, hallelujah, had a testimony. So just pray for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. I also want to thank him. I kind of like don't too often. Can everybody hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I don't too often open the phone line because there's a danger of trolls, and that's why I like to have the chat box so I can really see who's genuine and who's just trying to attack me. And so I want to thank you for coming on and listening to us. I want to thank Pastor Diane for allowing God to use her, and she, yeah, Diane, don't ever hold back on your testimony. I know you didn't share all of it today, but you shared what God had for you, and sometimes we have a tendency to hold, we can know it's coming, you know, and we can feel it coming out. And again, this show's not traditional, I can just say it. Sometimes we hold back what we know God is trying to release in us. But if we just would go forward, and whatever we feel, even if it's just a song, God could be trying to bring something forth in that song that we sing, in that testimony that we share, we never know when the one, you know, we, when I get on here, I just see the people listening by phone. We don't see all the people listening via internet and via other means. I just see the ones listening by phone or the ones who happen to get in the chat room. And so when we speak what God's giving us, we never know who we're reaching. You never know who that one song that you sung or may touch, or who your testimony or who the scripture or whatever might touch. So never be afraid to let go and let God, if that makes sense.
It does. It does.
And so because when we allow God to do what God wants to do, exactly what God wants to do, however God wants to do it, that's the one thing I like about not being traditional. I don't have to be, you know, if people never come back, I'm fine with that, because God had his way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when you sing, when you pray, let God have his way. Now, I got a question for you. If you could say anything to anyone right now, what would that be?
I'm just saying you can be an overcomer. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, whatever you've been through in your life, I know God can. God was with me, hallelujah. Yes, there are times that I didn't want to live. There are times I wanted to die. I know, because of things that I've been through in my life. I'm going to share part of my testimony. You never know why people are crying. You won't feel their pain. You won't never see and know how they feel when they're going through something terrible in their life. But if you, hallelujah, can just reach heaven and just pray for that person and encourage them to go on, do that. Don't judge them. Don't judge nobody. Don't even judge the person who caused them pain in their life, because you don't know what caused them to do what they do. We need to pray for everybody. It was a lady at my church, hallelujah. When I kept crying out, and they, some things they say, give it to Jesus and forget about it. But I had a question. How can I give Jesus a problem that I have in my life, that's something I have to look at every day and just forget about it? That's what I used to ask. How can I? But at that time, I couldn't speak. Yes, I had a problem because of my son and who he was and where he was and where he come from. And it bothered me, so it was a different reason why. But you said, take it to Jesus and leave it there. Forget about it. Don't worry about it. Don't think it's that. But I said, how can you? When is something that look at you every day and something you look at, hallelujah, to give it to Jesus and forget about it? And with that abuse came physical abuse, mental abuse and everything. That's why I used to ask people, how can you forget something? You say forget it and give it to Jesus. And something that you have to look at every day. Something you have to deal with. Something reminds you. But as I say, God is a healer. God can heal you. God can heal you. That's all I can say. And there's faith, hallelujah. God will send word to us. He's going to heal and deliver. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He sent a word at a time I didn't like. I got mad at the prophetess and rebuked her. Yes, I did. I rebuked it. And I ran from her. Literally took off running. But it didn't change the words of God or what he had spoken. She said, there's something in your life that you prayed about that will never come out, but God said it got to come out. She didn't say what it was. I just looked at her. I knew exactly what it was because it pierced me through my heart. And it just came to me. I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. She said, it got to come out. I took off running. I rebuked her because they taught me, if someone give you a word, a prophecy, and you don't believe it, you rebuke it and don't receive it, it won't happen. But that's a lie. Once God speaks something, he said it, that's it. That settles it. Then other people had came and talked to me and ministered to me and told me, God wants to use your testimony. He wants to heal you. You need to be delivered more, you know, and everything. Other women need to hear your testimony. I'm like, no, I can't do that. I've been working on me a while back about all the incest and the brutal things that I went through. And I'm like, how can I? I don't think I can. But now I can say I can, you know. And just to let somebody know that God can heal you and deliver you. He can. And I didn't think people went through as terrible things that I went through, but some people went through something terrible, much more worse than me. And I said, God, I thank you. I didn't have to go through that. But I did go through something terrible. But that is part of my testimony. Because I know that, you know, even male or female people like me to hear. So I'm just asking y'all, just continue to pray for me. But God is a healer. He is a deliverer. And I can sit and smile and laugh with my son now. And you know, I don't think like that. And couldn't, you know, don't have to think no more about the past and everything. And, you know, and like I said, and like, you know, we had talked about it. And I see that it was written in his letter one time. My mommy can't hug me because she reminded me of her father. You know, I couldn't give him a motherly love and a motherly hug and all this and that because of the past hurt and abuse in my life of what had happened. But we got to surpass that and move on. Jesus can heal. And I know he can. I was ridiculed a lot of things and this and that. Yeah, it hurt. But I still used to stand and just smile and go on. So I'm just saying to you out there, whoever they run across, God can heal. And God can heal the liver, and God can shut the mouths of the lion. And all the gainsayers, too. Amen. Pastor Sophie.
Amen. Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure. And I had to ask you the question. Now I want you to, I know you've already prayed, but I want you to, now that you've shared your testimony, I want you to pray again and just let God use you.
Amen.
Pray for those hurting or those that may need to hear it or whatever God gives you. Just pray.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Father God, I ask you to forgive that woman and young man who may have thought about committing suicide because of what has happened in their life. But Lord, but that's not the end, but it's the beginning, hallelujah, of a new day in their life, God, that you will heal them and deliver them, of God. Lord, we thank you, God. Heal and they shall be healed, saved and they shall be saved. For thou art their praise, oh God. You are their praise, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, like you did for me and you did for many other women, God. Do it for those that are hurting and going through, God. Hallelujah, Lord, even things that, hallelujah, past so much, past hurt, God. It's a past, hallelujah. It's not a present. Even some things people might presently be going through, God, but knowing that there's a day of deliverance. When, Lord, when, hallelujah. Every day you're getting closer, you're not getting further away. I used to say, oh, when, Lord, when, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, I ask you to just, hallelujah, we intervene, hallelujah. Oh, I know that God would intervene because I know she anonymaha. Whenever the Lord impresses you to pray, just pray the simple prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to say it. Hallelujah. Even the time my father wanted to take my life. Hallelujah. The Lord said, hallelujah. Pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I said simple prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because he was so possessive. Hallelujah, he wanted to kill me. He didn't want me with nobody else and know nothing, this and that. I never really talked too much about that. Bad part. He la 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 la. I don't know who may be hearing and listening, but I said that part because you may be going through something like that. But God, hallelujah, God will, hallelujah, cut the head off the enemy, hallelujah. He will deliver, he will set you free, and you shall be free. In fact, you are already free indeed, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Just walk in and believe it, hallelujah, have that faith in God, hallelujah. He delivered me, and hallelujah. He can deliver you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I do have an email. Hallelujah. If you want to email or email me, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Diane Williams. Hallelujah. 868@gmail.com. Hallelujah. Diane Williams, D-I-A-N-E, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, 8, like the number 8, the number 6, and the number 8 again, at gmail.com. If you want to just email me, hallelujah, have something to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it is all well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I do keep everything confidential. I never use people's names or nothing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. And I know you might be going to church looking for help, and you can't get help there. I've been there, too. If I was getting abused at home and having problems at home and go to church and couldn't get help at church because the mess was going on at the church, I've been there too. Hallelujah. I didn't have nowhere to turn to but to God. Hallelujah. Because God is our only source. Hallelujah. I'll never forget, I was so heavy down and weighted down. The Lord had to sit in the car and drive me home. Hallelujah. I felt his, hallelujah. Got in the car, hallelujah, and put his arm around me and drove me home because I couldn't do it. Hallelujah. I know he will, and I know what God can do. Hallelujah. I used to cry every day because of things, the trouble things. It's sad. Yes, it is sad that you look to your leader. Hallelujah. And you go to church and you are going to church, and you can't get help there. You got trouble all in your home, and then you got trouble at church. Hey, but God is our only source, honey. God is our only source. Keep on crying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because he's bottling up every tear. Cry it out, cry to you, he'll deliver it. I didn't think I would stop crying one day. But when God healed me, he had to remind me. He said, Diane, where is your tears? Because I used to cry every day like waterfalls of tears, just poured down my face. I didn't think I would ever stop crying and that problem will ever cease, but God did it. And he had to remind me that he did it. Because I didn't even know I was delivered. I'll never forget driving up the street, call after trash. She said, "Diane, where is your tears?" And I had to stop. Oh, I ain't crying no more. Oh, I began to praise God and thank him for that. I had a new cry. I had some new different tears. It wasn't tears of sorrow. These were tears of joy. Amen. All right, I'm keep getting stirred up on different things, but God is the healer and the deliverer. That's all I can say. Amen. Amen, Pastor Sophie.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen. I could almost just cut you loose and let you go until time runs out. But
I'm finished.
But I really thank God for your testimony and for you allowing God to use you to share it. There is victory and there is freedom in our testimony, and because the Bible even makes it clear in the book of Revelation, and they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And sometimes we get we think nobody's going to care. Nobody, we go through these things, and if you're listening and you're facing similar situations, we want to help you. And you might not feel comfortable sharing it on the show, but reach out to us. You can reach me at, you can log on and reach us at my goodness, I forgot my own website. Anyway, find us on Facebook. I will have my website next time, I promise y'all. Oh, it's Love International Women's Ministry and Conference Speaking / Wix. No, / We Are Love. At Wix.com. In other words, well, just Google it. You'll find it. But you can reach out to us on Facebook. If you can also reach out to Pastor Diane through her email. And if you're not comfortable with reaching out to her via her email, find me on Facebook or email me at MinisterSophie@gmail.com or on the website, and we will get you connected to her. You have been listening live to The Fire of Love, our special series called Testify. Our guest speaker for today was Pastor Diane Williams of Word of Flame Ministries. And we want you to know, again, if you are hurting, if you are going through this, you are not alone. We are here to help you. I just feel to keep saying that. Don't feel like you have to stay stuck. God has a way out for you. If we can't help you, we have resources and people that can. So don't stay stuck. We love you. We, in Jesus' name, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for all you have done today. We thank you, God, for this opportunity we have had to take to share and be what you would have us to be on this line. God, we pray, God, as we get off this line, but never from your presence, for off this show, God. God, we pray that we would continually make an impact, and we love and appreciate you, God. To you be all the glory. Thank you, Dom, for chiming in and joining us on the show, and anyone else who may have listened today. We love and appreciate you. May God bless you. Go in peace in Jesus' name. Have a good afternoon. Have a good evening. And to my friends in Africa, have a blessed night. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right. Bye now.